Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Truth About Dyslexia. Hope you're going super well. In today's podcast, I want to talk a little bit about Dyslexia Awareness Month. What does that mean to us, or to me especially? What can you do to support other dyslexics? Say you're a bit further along on the journey. Someone once told me you just have to be one chapter ahead of someone else to really help them in a book. You know, humorously, it was about a book. But anyway, let's get into this episode. Excited to talk about this topic. Okay, so before I get into this episode, just want to say thank you to everyone who signed up for the Confident Dyslexic. We are super excited to be running this six-week course. We know it's going to be game-changing for a lot of you. We can't wait. So if you're out there, big thank you for investing in yourself. If you're still thinking that you want to do it, but you're just not ready for whatever reason that is, that's absolutely fine. We will be running another one in January. We're looking at really kicking off 2022 with a bang. People have a little bit more space at the beginning of the year. Depending where you are, you may need something to pick you up a bit, you know, especially if you're in a cold part of the world over Christmas. In New Zealand, it's a bit different because it's summer. It's really strange. For many people in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's really odd to think we go to the beach for Christmas or have a barbecue. But yes, so thank you anyway for everyone who's joined. If you do want to look at the January course, pop your details down. We've put a form back up on the Confident Dyslexic page so you can mention your interest on it and we can go from there. So let's dive into the pod. Okay, Dyslexia Awareness Month. You know, I don't know about you, but I think every cause seems to have a day or a month or a week or, you know, I think it's also ADHD month as well. I saw a friend posting about that. You know, it's hard to keep up with all these different awareness months. Like, is anyone else just overwhelmed with how much stuff we should be aware of? Right? It's pretty nuts. You know, depression, mental, well, I think we just had mental health week where we are. It's like before the end of, you know, if they do this every year, gosh, the calendar just must get filled up. I wonder if there's like a website where you can look at all the new additional awareness weeks or days or years each year. Like that would be an interesting website. I should probably Google that. But for dyslexia awareness, you know, what is it? I was thinking about this. What does it mean to me? You know, I think it's so easy to forget how much you know about dyslexia. You know, if you're listening to this, maybe you're at the start of your journey to find out more about what dyslexia really is. Or maybe you've been looking into it for 3 to 6 months. You know, I've had coaching students over time who, when they first started out, they were going head first into everything. And, you know, I watch them now and they've learned so much. They're so aware. They have so much awareness compared to the average person. It's amazing. And I think it can be really, you can forget how much you know. You can forget how you have to bring people along on a journey to understand what dyslexia really is about. You know, for us, it's always about going beyond reading, writing, and spelling, which are the obvious ones. It's about how do they understand how their mind works. What else does dyslexia come with? As it comes with friends, usually ADHD seems to be a very close friend. Dyspraxia, dyscalculia, dysgraphia. There's so many disses. Who named these things? I don't know. Maybe it's like, I was thinking we once got a dog. This is a strange off-sided story. This is how our minds work. We once got a dog from the, I think it was the Blind Foundation, where you get eye-seeing dogs, and you have to raise them from a puppy to a certain age. And when you got this dog, you had to give it a name. And that name is from a certain letter of the alphabet. And so we got V. So we had to name it something starting with V. So we had Visa the dog for quite a while, helping it out. Maybe that's how they named dyslexia, dyspraxia, dyscalculia. Maybe it was just D was the letter of the time. But it's a strange man. That's how our brains work. Those tangents, those connections. How we can see how my brain saw a pattern from what I was talking about to that. That is the stuff I like to talk to people about around dyslexia. It's so much more than we think. you know, that those things like that are challenging, because if we're in mid-conversation with someone or recording a podcast, we can go off on a complete tangent that that may make no sense. And then that one time or two times that that tangent really works, it can be game-changing. It can be huge. Things can be discovered or created that have never been seen before. Like dyslexia is so big. And I think it is important we have a month. Like, I would prefer it be dyslexia every day, you know, just to keep bringing awareness to this, right? But it's nice that we can all get together over a month. We're seeing some great stuff out by made by dyslexia. There's a Red cause. Go Red for Dyslexia. You know, last year we released some really cool t-shirts. I should probably have sorted that out this year. I might get a chance to pop some t-shirts out. Bear with me. It might be the next podcast in 2 days' time. You know how a dyslexic has an idea and goes, actually, I should do that. Maybe that's what we should do. We got some really cool ideas. But as an aside, what can you, you know, one of the things I did want to share today is, what can you do to help others? Because I know when I first started finding out, the worst thing I ever did in the world, and I'm sure you probably do this, is as you're learning more and more about it and you get more involved with it and you realize what it is and you start to change your opinions and perspectives, maybe you've done one of our courses or someone else's course or something, and it's all becoming more aware, or you've listened to the podcast a lot, you start to be able to pick people out of a line and go, yeah, he's probably dyslexic. Oh, she's definitely dyslexic. And you start to be real judgy, right? And it's interesting. Like, we think naturally out of our kindness of our heart, we've intuitively picked people from the world who have probably got a visually dyslexic styled mind. And we start trying to tell them, we go, hey, you're dyslexic. You should find out more about it. Now, have you ever said that to someone directly? Let's just say, unless they've been thinking about it like that, it's very unlikely they're coming back with a positive answer to you. They're like, well, I'm not dyslexic, or why would you call me dyslexic? I can read and write, blah. And it just doesn't work. What you've kind of got to, you know, if I was to give people advice, I'm not going to give you advice to just post more stuff on social media about it. Like, that's great. We're going to be putting up some posts on the Truth About Dyslexia's Facebook page. Jump on there and share them. You don't have to spend too much time writing your own unless you want to. That's a little thing you can do. But more importantly, is sharing the awareness with your close community or the people around you, even if it's 5 or 10 people, even if it's your family. Because the more people close to you who really get it, the more they're likely to share it with another couple of people. And the way you share it is not by telling everyone else they're dyslexic, even if you think that. I tried that in a relationship. It didn't work. It really did not work. It was not well received. And I've kind of pulled back from that model of telling people that I know better than them. Oddly, I don't understand why people don't like that, right? I'm sure there's a few of us out there who've gone into that mode from time to time. But what I would suggest is, talk about your experience, talk about yourself, talk about what you're discovering, what's amazing to you. You know, not only by sharing it with close ones, saying, hey, the more and more I learn about dyslexia, I was listening to this podcast and this is what, you know, it was about. It was about how I don't put things in order and my brain isn't logically ordered. So it's kind of like I'm always going the pretty way to get somewhere rather than the motorway. And sometimes along the pretty way, I find some better solutions and some better successes. But it's a bit of a longer way to get there. So you could, like, explain, I did a podcast on that a while back. You could explain things like that to people, tell stories about yourself. And as they're sitting there and they're thinking about what you do and how you take the pretty way to get to an answer, I'll promise you, somewhere in their brain, they're thinking about themselves. Do I fit that model? Because I'll tell you, every human's brain is going, do I fit that model? I would say when I just told that story, whether you could see it or not, somewhere inside you, you're going, do I go the pretty way? Some of you would have laughed and just known it. Others might not have thought about it that way. But hey, when you get that, it's huge, right? you know, we always connect with things. We're always about putting ourselves in the picture. It's why emotional stories on TV, we're crying. We think it's purely from an empathetic point of view, and I think to a point it is, but we're also putting ourselves in that experience. That's why we're crying. You know, because we're bringing ourselves into someone else's experience. It's a human thing. Some things do it at a much more intense level. And there's a bunch of other words for it. But, you know, just sticking with that, it's important to remember stories about yourself are much better received than stories about, you know, being told something that, you know, none of us will accept very easily. I can tell you, if someone tells me something about myself, very rarely, and unless it's from someone I super, super trust and super believe in, I will not accept it. If anything, I put a wall up and I'll fight back, even if it's logically true. I did that my whole life with my dad. My dad is obviously dyslexic, and he had a way of telling me he was right at every point in my life. And I would just fight back. And it just, you just put this wall up, right? And so through Dyslexia Month, I want you to have more luck sharing. Like if you are a chapter ahead of someone, and you probably are if you're listening to the podcast, shout out to the person who put in our Facebook group that they listened to 5 hours of the podcast. High five. That's awesome. You know, I love hearing those stories. I love, you know, the amount of people that have mentioned great, nice, and kind things, you know. I love hearing those stories because it's all of these things pulled together that create the awareness for Dyslexia Month. You know, sharing this podcast with someone, get someone to listen to it. You know, find one that might help someone. You know, there's a great one we have on truthaboutdyslexia.com under the podcast where I've actually got the link to it, which is What is Dyslexia? If they start there, it'll help them. They'll be able to start from a point where it'll give them a bit of understanding, or even asking them to listen to it for you, not because you think you're dyslexic, they're dyslexic, but you want them to understand you more. And just say, hey, they're only 10, 12 minutes, listen to a couple. It's not the, you know, things like that's going to be super helpful. Sharing posts, as I mentioned before. But I guess, how do I say this? When I started this podcast, I started it to build this awareness. You know, if I could help one person get through the shit, is the term I would use, that I went through, and to realize what I realized at about 31, 32, if I could help someone realize it at 20, 21, and that gave them another 10 years of awareness, you know, I look at what I'm creating now in my life, relationships, you know, money, you know, all the stuff I've wanted is starting to occur because of the awareness and how I've learned to train my mind. I didn't have that 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I had a lot of anxiety. I had a lot of up and down relationships. I had very little momentum. And it all started when I became aware of how my mind works. And so if you can just help one person, whether it's sharing the podcast or some of our social media or doing it directly yourself, whatever's your way of doing it, you know, honestly, that's amazing, right? That's what I wanted to share today, guys. Hope you've enjoyed the pod. Hope you do something for Awareness Week, even if it's just shouting out saying, I'm dyslexic, I'm still cool. You know, or telling your boss maybe, or doing something out of your comfort zone. Whatever's right for you, hope you get into it, and I'll be back on Thursday.